Hi there, I'm Amy Griffiths and I'm one of the journalists in Manx Radio's newsroom and you're listening to Newscast.
I'm Rachel.
I'm Katie.
So it's a community space where people can come and have a three-course meal, share some company with like-minded people, and
you can come down if you're not eating, to be honest. If you just need to see a friendly face or if you need to talk to someone particularly, you can just head down and come and see us.
And what inspired it? Why is it something that you wanted to start?
Honestly, if you have a look on social media and see the amount of parents, particularly over Christmas, that were struggling, working families that are, you know, doing their Tesco shop and they just can't get it to stretch far enough, that's where it came from. So there was a mum, several parents, sort of posting on different community chats saying, you know, does anyone have any ideas for recipes to last longer, or the Olio app? Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
And how do we go about getting it? And there was just loads and loads and loads of pressure on families to try and make ends meet that were, what do we call them? Like the middle ground. So not the parents that are getting, you know, the help from the welfare that they're entitled to, and not the ones obviously that don't need to worry about doing their food shop. It's that middle ground. The working families were the ones that were, it was initially thought of, you know, around them, because no matter how much you earn, food shops just get, it's so expensive. Mm-hmm. And that's what it was for people to sort of come along. And I thought, can we create a space in Peel, because that's where we're from, where everyone can just come together without any judgment at all. And that's sort of where it came from, but it happened very quickly.
And it's not necessarily even just for those who are needy, is it? I suppose like the real focus of it is meant to be something for the community and a place that you can go and just be with other people, because those kind of spaces do seem to be getting fewer and fewer in today's society, don't they?
Well, that's exactly it, isn't it?
Yeah.
So originally, like we say, it was for the working families, and then it ended up becoming this idea where actually it's just a community space for anyone that wants us. So, you know, we've got elderly people that live in sheltered accommodation, but then we had a young widow come last week with her child. Just people that want to come together, isn't it, really?
Absolutely.
There isn't, you know, there's no checklist. There's no one on the door saying, oh, but can you afford this? You know, there's none of that. It's just if you fancy a nice dinner and a bit of a chat, you're a bit lonely, you're a bit skint, you know, whatever it might be, come along and see us.
And it's not just a nice dinner. I mean, you're doing three courses as well.
Ambitious.
Yeah, well, it was a bit ambitious, wasn't it? Where did the dessert even come from?
I've got no idea.
We just thought, oh, we'll just shove a dessert on there as well. and it is, you get served at your table. So, you have to imagine it. It's like a restaurant. So families, again, elderly people that might not want to be able to go out to a proper restaurant as such, they come to us and they get table service, you know, proper cutlery. It's not a queue up and wait for the soup type vibe. And we're really trying to get away from that, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely. Like, definitely trying to break that stigma around waiting for food and, you know, holding a plate in front of someone
absolutely.
Asking for it.
Yeah, that's
we
not.
We don't want that.
Yeah, it's not that at all. It's, you know, have you finished with your starters? We'll call the starters away. Very much like they do in a restaurant. Yep. And thank God for Georgia, our floor manager, because she's amazing.
And it's one of those things as well where it's quite nice because, unlike a restaurant, you're sat with people who you may never have met before, never spoken to, or, you know, you might recognise them from the community. But it's not necessarily being put in sort of by groups. You're just a bit of a free-for-all too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's really nice to see that other people are actually making friends in that process as well.
That's like what I was going to say.
It's not just us. So we're seeing, so there was a lady who couldn't get to us because she couldn't drive and couldn't walk there. So she asked for a lift on Facebook, got picked up by someone else, and now they come weekly together. So it's all about not even just seeing us as friendly faces, but just sitting with people, like Rachel said, that you wouldn't otherwise have spoken to.
Exactly.
And just finding common ground in that you both like a meal on a Thursday.
Yeah.
And so how is it working behind the scenes then? How are you actually...
Chaos! No, I'm joking. We are organised.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it must be hard though.
It is hard. All the volunteers, we're very lucky. We've sort of got chef, safeguarding person, people that work with the elderly, a retired teacher, you know, a big mixture of people that work well for the volunteers. But behind the scenes, we thought it would just be, oh, we'll just nip in on a Thursday and do this. It's becoming, like, the admin for it's quite significant, isn't it? we love it, but on a Thursday we all go home and we are exhausted from serving people three-course dinners. But that's it's a nice exhaustion. I can't explain the buzz in there on a Thursday evening, and it's so good. The first week we put music on because everyone was a bit awkward and weird, and now you wouldn't know there's music on because none of us stop yapping to the visitors. It's nice.
And that's it, because you've done a few weeks of this now. So how has it been so far? How has it been received? I mean, are you popular? Are you busy?
The first week was a disaster.
We don't need to talk about it. No. The first week, we had, I think, actual three people the first week to come and sit down and have the food
because
they'd seen it.
So disheartening,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Because
we put so much work into it. And because we're not a registered charity, there's obviously the financial side of it as well. We'd put money into it, and it was just so disheartening. But I think people thought there was... Again, the soup kitchen thing. And people are too embarrassed to come and use you if that's the vibe that you're going for. And I think it's important to note that people, because we're in a government building, people thought it was a government initiative.
Yeah.
It's not. No, we're very, very lucky that they've given us the building, but it's nothing to do with the government. So there's no one from social services there. You know, there's no one from any official body.
No.
It's just us. And a lot of us are mums and have children as well. And we just want to be able to give back a little bit.
So what's next then for the shared table? Where do you go from here?
A few people have
already asked us to start up in different cities across the island.
Yeah. So someone's asked us to come to Castletown, and someone else has asked us to come to Douglas. And we would love to, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
But we all have full-time jobs and
families. We're realistic, I think. We need to find our feet where we are first and, you know,
just keep swimming,
establish ourselves.
And then hopefully, we want to expand. We want it to become a shared table island-wide.
Yeah.
But let's not run before we can walk.
And then it's lovely, though, that you've had so much support for it in that, and that it is something that is clearly wanted and needed by people here as well.
Yeah, and again, the first week, we sort of posted it on the local Peel community page, didn't we? And a few people did sort of say to us, oh, I don't think we have that level of need on the island. And it very quickly became clear that it might not be financial need. It might be that you're lonely or you're isolated or you're a bit depressed or a bit anxious. And whilst none of us are counsellors, we're all girls, actually, aren't we? We're all women that can, you know, just offer a bit of a hug if that's what you need. It's been really well received, hasn't it, that side of it?
And I think the beauty of it as well, being in the Western Wellbeing Centre where it is that there is that signposting. So if there is anyone on site that desperately needs that help or is vulnerable or that we notice, you know, could do with a chat with someone, we can do that.
Because we've had a few referrals, haven't we, from Salvation Army and the Food Bank that send their users, if you like, to us. And then we can, if they're in Peel, we can, you know, put them in towards the Western Wellbeing Centre, who can help them during the day for free as well. So the Western Wellbeing Centre are very much a partnership with us, aren't they? And Hilary there has been fabulous. And it just means that once they're in the door, if they don't want to leave, we can, you know, send them in to the right people to get the right help.
And that seems to be the beauty of it, is that it is just the community doing what a community does best, isn't it, really, ultimately?
Yeah, that's exactly what we wanted it to be. You know, a load of people coming together, making a difference, and it is amazing the difference we've made. It feels really nice, doesn't it, on a Thursday
I think
night.
We were shocked originally with the messages, like how many messages we got ultimately saying that people did need it and want it. I think the stories that we heard, obviously we won't state any for privacy reasons, but the stories that we heard about why people might want to come along were quite overwhelming, actually, some of the responses that we got. So we know that it's needed and we know that it's wanted by people. So we just have to keep operating on that basis, I think, and just...
Yeah, and the stories, you know, we do go in the kitchen when we're serving and have a quick moment with each other, don't we? And sort of, you know, go, oh my God, that's amazing. And to hear someone say to you, you know, whatever the reason they're there, it does warm your belly and make you realise that you're doing a good thing. And the fact that no one knew who was running it was nice. We were sort of just hiding along, weren't we, behind...
Surprise!
Yeah, no one really knew. You know, we haven't done a meet the team thing yet. And that was quite nice as well, because again, you don't know who's there. You know, for example, if someone... It was a family friend of mine, and they wouldn't think, oh, I can't go there because Rachel's there, because they never knew Rachel, Katie, Georgia, and the rest of us were there until they got there, which was really nice as well, because there's no stigma attached to it then, is there?
No, not at all.
Do you look at what it's becoming and feel a sense of pride about it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, massively, yeah. It's a lovely feeling. I wish more people would think about their neighbours, and that sounds such an ironic thing to say, but it's true, isn't it? You know, it's... We feel so proud and we would love to be able to expand it, but again.
Let's not run before we can walk.
But we're very proud of what we've created. Yeah. And I think it will be, once it's a registered charity, which is the aim, it will be something that, you know, can be used island-wide then. And, you know, it would be nice if we could be a food bank drop-off point at one point as well, or an oleo collection point, so that, you know, if people want to bring something home with them, they can, because we don't do takeaway or anything like that at the moment. It's more of a sit-down situation.
Yeah, and so, and it's something that it's almost like you're creating a template that can potentially be used elsewhere, anywhere, really.
Absolutely, yeah.
Somebody did actually ask that, didn't they? So a woman messaged saying, how did you set it up, and how do we go about it? Yeah,
Yeah, and you just have to make sure you're, you know, dotting the I's and crossing the T's, and insurance and things like that. We've had some fantastic help from local businesses, I hope it's okay to say, but I think it's important, because Tower Insurance, what's their new name?
Intact
Insurance. They offered us PI and PL at a very discounted rate, so that we're covered for that. And the butcher has been incredible. So I went into number 16 on Victoria Street week one and said, can I have £14 of mince, please? And got quite the shock when he told me the price. And he gave me a massive discount. And then that night he texted and he said, guys, we want to do this for free with you. So all our meat comes for free from number 16 Butchers. Simon and his team are amazing. And every week he'll say, what do we need this week, Rach? And then we go and get it. That's why I'm going after here to collect my mints for the lasagna.
The community spirit's amazing. And obviously we've got the Luna Cross Sourdough as well, who delivers us all the bread for
every
the
Thursday,
soup.
Fresh.
Every week.
Freshly cooked.
Normally like 6 to 10 loaves of sourdough. We had a local guy that does signage. Yeah. That, you know, I think it's Sign Depot. He produces a massive banner for us that we can stick outside. It's been amazing.
Wow, and just seeing everybody coming together for literally just for each other as well. You know, it's really lovely to see it.
Honestly, I can't explain the buzz in there on a Thursday night.
Yeah,
it's
even
so
getting home,
nice.
Like
yeah.
you said, I'm
you
just
can't
happy.
Sleep for hours
no,
afterwards
I know.
Because you're so happy, but it's just seeing people. You know, I say when they're coming into the door, because we have someone on the door to make sure we know where people are going. It's a building they can't really get lost in. But we say to them, don't we, here's a feedback form and a donation form, but you are not obliged to do either. But if you want to, you can pop some money in. And then we take them through to their seat and we say to them, do you mind sharing your table? And they all go, oh my God, we'd love to share our table, you know. And then you see them shaking hand, hello, I'm such and such. And then they sit down together and just talk about the past, and a lot of them are older.
Yeah.
And the history some of these people have is just incredible. It's really nice,
yeah,
isn't it?
It is. I think one of the feedback forms that we got, was it last week or the week before, was my favourite. It was a gentleman who came on his own. He told us he had learning difficulties and he was sat on a table with another lady who was also on her own. And the feedback form he'd filled in basically just said, I enjoyed talking to someone else as much as I did the food that you served. And that's everything.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It made us cry, that.
Yeah,
didn't it?
It really
and
did.
And then he sat and had his dessert and the lady had gone and we sat down and we said to him, have you enjoyed your meal? And he said, will you just sit and eat pudding with me? And we just sat with him while he had his pudding and then helped him with his coat and finding his bus home and stuff. But that will have made that guy's week. And he comes every Thursday now. And we love seeing him, don't
we?
Yeah,
we do.
Yeah, he's lovely.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.